karbanos will be able to have the Torah back to the place where it's supposed to be. B'sham na'avodcha b'yira kimei olam uchshanim kadmonios. I wish all of you a wonderful evening, and Rabbi Leibowitz will get started momentarily.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi Schechter.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us, and Yasher Koach again to Rabbi Schechter on another beautiful shiur. This evening, we're going to continue to discuss inyanim relating to Shabbos, and tonight I wanted to talk about the inyan of Big Day Shabbos. I think that this is a particularly relevant inyan when we are not going to shul, because very often people get dressed up to go to shul on Shabbos, but they don't necessarily always get dressed up for Shabbos itself, and there is definitely value in getting dressed up for Shabbos itself. I even was listening to a shiur today from one of the outstanding young Talmidei Chachamim in our yeshiva, Rabbi Michal Zilberman, and he mentioned that he came across a tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein that was put out recently, where he was discussing wearing masks outside on Shabbos. If you don't have an Erev, do you wear a mask? Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about this. Rav Schechter almost had a tshuva about this. We have a lot of discussions about this issue if you don't have an Erev. And Rav Zilberstein just mentioned, but of course you should have a Shabbos tikka mask, meaning you should have a mask for Shabbos and a mask for during the week. And I'm just seeing the note that I'm breaking in and out. I'm sorry, my internet's terrible. I don't know what to do about that. I can call in, I guess. Would that help? Should I do that? Or should I call in? I think I use
just tag you, Abby.
There are a number of other Rabbanim who muted their audio on the computer and called in.
Okay, so maybe I'll do that. Let me do that, because I've been having a lot of problems with this.
You need the phone number?
I have the phone number. I have it, so let me call in. Hi, sorry, Abby. For the delay, everybody. Thank you for alerting me so that we didn't waste our
time.
Okay, I'm going to shut off the volume on my computer. Okay, good evening, everybody. I hope that this is a little bit better for everyone. Am I better off here? Were you able to hear me? Okay, fantastic. Okay, great. So let's begin. Let's talk about Big Day Shabbos. And as I mentioned, I was listening, I don't know if anyone heard me mention, but I was listening to a shiur this afternoon from one of the outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, young Talmidei Chachamim in our yeshiva, Rav Michal Zilberman, and he mentioned that he came across a tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein about wearing masks on Shabbos, specifically wearing a mask on Shabbos where there's no Erev, and Rav Zilberstein just happened to mention that, of course, if you're wearing a mask on Shabbos, it's got to be a different mask than the mask you wear during the week, because a person is supposed to have Big Day Shabbos, so you need to have a special Shabbos sticker mask as well. So that struck me as a bit of an odd comment. Is that really true, that you need to have a special Shabbos sticker mask different than a weekday mask? So I thought it would be a nice topic to talk about, especially considering, as we mentioned before, that people are not always so super duper careful about wearing Big Day Shabbos when they're home all Shabbos, if they're not going to shul, if they're not going to be really seen in public in a formal setting, that the only time they're ever seen is really when they're just taking walks in the afternoon in more of an informal setting. So what I figured we would discuss is whether the chiyuv to wear Big Day Shabbos, first of all, where does it come from, the inyan of wearing Big Day Shabbos, and second of all, is it a chiyuv or is it a midas chasidus, is it something something that's absolutely obligatory, and also to talk about what the basis for it is. Why do we have to wear Big Day Shabbos? And maybe if we come up with different reasons, we'll be able to find nafkaminas between the reasons. And I think if we study the three possible reasons that poskim give for wearing Big Day Shabbos, we'll find six or seven nafkamina between the reasons that all play out in the poskim themselves. So the basis of all of this is sugya and Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says that if a person has clothing to change into for Shabbos other than his regular weekday clothing, he should certainly do so. And if he doesn't have clothing to change into for Shabbos, Yishal Shel Begadav Klapei Mata, he should lower his clothing to make them longer so that they will look more like a wealthy person's clothing, because apparently it was normal for a wealthy person to wear longer clothing, to wear like a frock instead of like a short suit jacket, although I can assure you in Talmudic times none of their clothing looked anything like either a frock nor a short suit jacket. But you get the idea that having a longer set of clothing is something that would show a more dignified appearance, that would give the appearance of being someone who's on a carrying himself with greater dignity. And it's not going to be, the Gemara says, a violation of gasas haruach, of gaiva. Who do you think you are walking around like that? Because everyone realizes he only does it for Shabbos. So it's not going to look anything different. It's not going to look terrible. He's only doing it for Shabbos. Everyone will realize he's not doing it because he thinks he's so important. He's doing it because it's l'kavod Shabbos. Then the Gemara has a drasha from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nunches. V'chibadto me'asos t'rechecha. And the Gemara says, Shelo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos, ki malbushcha shel chol. That one's Shabbos clothing should not be like one's weekday clothing. Meaning, you have to wear special clothing for Shabbos. And the Gemara brings a raya that it's a derech kavod to wear special clothing. That clothing is an appropriate way of showing kavod, because Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as michabdusai, that which honors me. How does it honor him? By wearing nice clothing, he's showing a more dignified appearance. And in that way, it is honoring him. In fact, it's even more explicit in the She'iltos Rav Chaigon. In the She'iltos Rav Chaigon, when he talks about the inyan of Big Day Shabbos, he says explicitly, Rabbi Yochanan Kare Lemane Dahava Lavish Bishabata Michabdusai. Not just that he used to call his clothing his dignity, he called his Shabbos clothing his dignity. So you see that there's dafka, this special inyan of kavod, of carrying oneself with dignity on Shabbos by wearing Shabbos clothing. So the question is this a chiyuv? Meaning the Gemara certainly darshans that there's an inyan based on the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu, based on the comment from Rabbi Yochanan, but is it an actual chiyuv? So it's a very fascinating lashon that the Shulchan Aruch has in Siman Reish Samach Beis, Si'if Beis. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yishtadel sheyu lo begadim noyim l'Shabbos. That a person should make a serious effort, that he should have nice clothing for Shabbos. And if he can't, then at the very least he should wear longer clothing. What kind of lashon is that? Yishtadel. Meaning everything in Shulchan Aruch, for the most part, if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell me any unusual expressions, it's a chiyuv. Shulchan Aruch is there to tell me what I'm obligated to do. Yishtadel. Yishtadel. I should try, but I'm not actually obligated to do it. This is not the only place the Shulchan Aruch has such a lashon. In Hilchus Tfila, in Siman Tzadi, Si'if Tes, Shulchan Aruch writes, Yishtadel Adam Lispalel Bebeis HaKnesses Im HaTzibur, that a person should be Mishtadel to daven in a Beis HaKnesses with the Tzibur. He should try to daven with a minion if he can. So Rav Moshe, in commenting on that passage in Shulchan Aruch, in Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Beis, Simul Chav Zayin, Rav Moshe writes, the Mechaber, when he says Yishtadel, doesn't mean that it's just a Hidur Bialma, and that it's just a Maila, and it's not really a Chiyuv. For sure, davening with the minion is a chiyuv midina, says Rav Moshe. Why does the Shulchan Aruch use the word Yishtadel? Because it's a chiyuv, but you don't have to go that far in order to be yotze that chiyuv. Meaning, if it's going to involve excessive tircha, traveling more than a meal, then you don't have to go that far to be yotze the chiyuv. So I might think that you should compare other tirchos that a person that might come up to the tircha of walking more than a meal, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch says yishtadel, that don't treat tefillah lightly just because Chazal gave distances by which you have to travel in order to be able to daven b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur should still be treated very seriously, but says Rav Moshe, even though the word yishtadel is used, chiyuv gamuru, it's an absolute chiyuv. So if that's the case, when the Shulchan Aruch over here says yishtadel to wear nice begadim, it could very well mean that a person has an absolute chiyuv to wear nice begadim. Why does Shulchan Aruch use the word yishtadel? Could be the same thing like Rav Moshe says. Since there is a heter built into the halacha that you don't have to go so crazy to find Big Day Shabbos, that if a person can't afford it and all he could afford to do is lower his regular clothing, so that Eitzah is built into the halacha, it's mentioned in the very same line of Gemara, where the Gemara tells us about the chiyuv of Big Day Shabbos. So one might think, oh, so Big Day Shabbos aren't really a big deal. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch has to emphasize yishtadel. There is this heter, but still, be mishtadel. Try your best to have Big Day Shabbos. However, not everyone agrees with Rav Moshe's reading of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi. There is a passage in the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha is a very inspiring personality. He was a Talmud of the Briska Rav, I believe, and he was a Gon Olam, a London of the highest order. I believe he died when he was in his late 30s. And he produced this incredible sefer of Halacha and Lamdus called Emek Bracha. In the Emek Bracha, he disagrees with Rav Moshe, and he writes that there is no Chiyuv Gomer or to daven b'tzibur, it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. Rav Shechter always refers to it as it's the icing on the cake. It certainly makes the tefillah a better tefillah, it elevates the tefillah, it's a beautiful hiddur in the tefillah, but it is not a chiyuv gamur. And the greatest raya is that lashon of yishtadel. There are many other rayas, but one of the rayas is that lashon of yishtadel. So maybe over here also, yishtadel to wear Big Day Shabbos, maybe that just means that it's a really good idea, but not necessarily a chiyuv gamur. There is a third place where the Shulchan Aruch uses the word yishtadel. In Siman Reish Nun, there's probably more, but three that I know of. In Siman Reish Nun, the Lashon is, the Mechaber writes, that afilu yesh lo kama avadim l'shamsho, yishtadel l'hachin ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzarchei Shabbos kedei l'chabdo. That even if you have many, many avadim who are able to prepare your home for Shabbos, a cleaning crew will come in and they'll turn the place over top to bottom and they'll make everything look beautiful for Shabbos. Still, yishtadel, that you yourself should do it, that you yourself should be engaged in preparing for Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha writes that from the fact that the Lashon of yishtadel is used and not the Lashon of chiyuv, it sounds like it's not a chiyuv gamur. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes there in Sif Gimel as well. Now, from the fact that the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch didn't say a Lashon Chiyuv, so it sounds like it's not a Chiyuv Mamish, that it's only a Hidur Mitzvah. So that is the discussion as to whether it is a Chiyuv or whether it is simply a good thing to do, the most appropriate thing to do. So both possibilities are open. But why? Why is it that there is a Chiyuv, or at least something we strongly encourage, that Yishtadel to wear nice clothing for Shabbos? So to this there may be three potential answers. In the Sheiltos Rav Chai Gon, he writes, in Sheilta Aleph, in Bereishis, at the very beginning of the Sheiltos Rav Chai Gon, Sheyesh lihis aneg b'Shabbos b'machal o b'mishta ulechabed es ha-Shabbos b'levush uksos yofa. So what does he write? That there's a din of oneg Shabbos. How do you do that? By eating and drinking, enjoying. And then there's a din of Kavod Shabbos. And how do you do that? By wearing nice clothing. So very, very clearly, it's a din of Kavod Shabbos, the Rambam, Nilcha Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Gimel, Umi Kavod HaShabbos, Sheilavish, Ksus Nekiya, Velo Yamal B'Shachol, Kemal B'Shachabbos, also very clearly identifies, it's a din of Kavod HaShabbos. Nothing else, that it's Kavod HaShabbos. That is one possibility. As far as the Inyan of Kavod Shabbos, the Maral writes in his Chidush HaGadol on Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that Ki HaShabbos Hu Kodesh, K'dichsiv Kodesh Hilachem, that Shabbos has Kedusha, and Kol Dover Shu Kodesh, is Nivdal Min Inyanei HaChomri. Anything that is Kodesh is somewhat removed from the physical world. Just like Shabbos is Nivdal Min HaMelacha. Melacha are things that happen out here, creative activities in the physical world. So Shabbos is the removal, is moving oneself away from Melacha. That's why Melacha is Aser on Yom Shabbos Kodesh. And he says, and that's why it's right to have Yom Shabbos Kodesh L'Kavod. Because that which is separated from Chomer has Kavod. Chomri is not a bal kavod. The more physical something is, and we find this even in in terms of those professions that people most respect. It's that which requires the greatest intellect. But the professions that require hard work and physical labor are critically important. We wouldn't have any roads to drive our cars on, nor cars to drive on those roads if we didn't have people putting physical things together. But yet, he's a doctor, he's a lawyer. You know, things that require extra mental exertion are things that people tend to respect more. So kavod is that which is removed from that which is base and that which is physical. So by removing the regular weekday clothing and putting on a more dignified clothing, even though it's a very external kind of expression, nevertheless, that, according to the Rambam and according to the Shiltos, is a kiyum of kavod Shabbos. Then there's a second possibility. The Zohar writes in Parshas Vayakel that wearing Big Day Shabbos is a din of Oneg Shabbos. You see, Oneg is different than Kavod Shabbos. I think we pointed out in one of the other Shurim. The Gra writes in the Bira Gra in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yomtov that a Kavod Shabbos is what you do to prepare for Shabbos in advance. Oneg Shabbos is when you're enjoying Shabbos, when you're doing something. That's why the Rambam writes that eating and drinking is Oneg Shabbos. That's not Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is what you is what you do in advance to prepare for Shabbos. Wearing nice clothing might be Kavod. Yeah, the Rambam says Kavod. It might also be Oneg. Oneg means that it feels good to wear nice clothing. You know, a person puts on a nice new suit and clean shirt, crisp, clean shirt, he feels different. It really changes the way a person feels about themselves. So that itself has a sense of oneg involved. And then there's a third possibility, and this is the most fascinating of all the three, I think. I mean, the first two we probably could have predicted, that it's a kavod or oneg. A third possibility, the Orchos Chaim in Hilchos Erev Shabbos Siman Tes writes that when a person puts on a special beged for Shabbos, it helps to serve as a reminder that he shouldn't do malacha that day. It's like a siyag not to come to Chilul Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, by forgetting that day is Shabbos. You'll be about to turn the light switch and you'll be like, hey, why am I wearing a tie? Oh yeah, it's Shabbos. And then you won't flip the light switch. It will be there as a constant reminder. And that's the idea of Yishal Shel Begadav Klapei Mata, that even if you can't afford Big Day Shabbos, change the way you wear your Big Day Chal by being Mishal Shel Klapei Mata in order that you're not going to come to be Mechalel Shabbos. So that's the third possibility. So the question becomes, okay, now that we have these three possible reasons, they all sound pretty good, is there any nafkamina between them? So I think there may be six or seven nafkamina. We'll see how many we get to, but several nafkamina between these three reasons as far as why it is that we wear Big Day Shabbos. First of all, as we just mentioned, Kavod and Oneg are primarily different in terms of when they are done. Kavod Shabbos is that which you do in advance of Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is that which you do on Shabbos to enjoy the Shabbos. And that's why the Rambam writes, I think we pointed out in one of the other Shiurim, that Chayiv Lios Bebasei and Ner Daluk B'Shabbos, that you have to have a candle lit on Shabbos in your house. And he writes that in Perikei of Hilchos Shabbos, where he talks about Oneg Shabbos. Having light in your house, that's Oneg Shabbos. In Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, when he's talking about Kavod Shabbos, he says that one should light a candle from before Shabbos in order to prepare the house for Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos, what you do before. So nafkamina might be, when do you have to change into your Shabbos clothing? Does it have to be done before Shabbos? So usually, of course it does, because you have to go to shul, so it's got to be done. But what about now? You don't have to go to shul. And you're ready to daven mincha, let's say, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's just going to be a matter of davening Kabbalah Shabbos whenever you feel like it. So is it necessary? Is it necessary for a person to change into his clothing, before his Shabbos clothing, before Shabbos begins? Or is it good enough to change into your Shabbos clothing right after Shabbos begins? So if it's midin kavod Shabbos, it dafka has to be done on Erev Shabbos, just like you got to shower on Erev Shabbos, and you got to light the candles on Erev Shabbos as a din of kavod Shabbos. But if it's a din of onek Shabbos, you just need to make sure that soon after Shabbos begins, you enjoy it by putting on this nice clothing. The Ramah writes in Simrei Samech Beis Sif Gimel that a person should wear Big Day Shabbos miyad achar sharachat tzatzma, right after he bathes himself, and that is kavod Shabbos. And therefore, says the Ramah, one should bathe themselves close to Shabbos. It shouldn't be that minhag that we have of rushing, and who's taking a shower now? Is there going to be enough hot water? Maybe it's just my house. Maybe it's not everyone else's. But that minhag of waiting the last minute, that's something that the Ramah recommends. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Don't take a shower at 1 o'clock when Shabbos is not going to start till 8 o'clock. It should be right before Shabbos, and then you should change right into your Shabbos clothing. If it's better for Shalom Bayis, do it earlier. Right? We can, you have my head. Or you can go against that Rama. You could do it earlier. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah over there says that women who are noheg to light neros and they should take a shower first, then put on their Big Day Shabbos, and then light neros. So you see very clearly that Levishas Big Day Shabbos is a din of Kavod Shabbos, and it should be done before Shabbos. The author of Be'er Sheva, in the end of his Shailas Uchuva Sefer, Be'er Mayim Chaim, writes that he's seen a big mistake that many people make in Italy, that they don't put on Big Day Shabbos on Friday night, they wait till Shabbos morning. And he says many of them don't even put on their white robe, and they go into Kabbalah Shabbos all unkempt and not looking right, and he says that that's a terrible thing to do. You have to wear your Big Day Shabbos behachnosas Shabbos. So again, this might be a nafkamina. Do you need the Big Day Shabbos? Do you need that levisha to be done beforehand? You know, in that tshuva, he just says, so that it could be likros Shabbos Hamalka. When you go to say boikala, boikala, when you actually recite Kabbalah Shabbos, you should already be wearing your nice Big Day Shabbos. Doesn't sound like he's saying that you have to dafka do it before Shabbos as an inyan of kavod. Another nafkamina might be, do the Shabbos clothing have to look any different than the weekday clothing? You know, there are people that will wear long, that will wear a short jacket during the week and a long frock on Shabbos, or a tishbekesh, or something that's different. A strimal on Shabbos, Yerushalmi's in, not during the week, something like that. Something that's different about it. Not just, I wear a suit during the week, I wear a suit on Shabbos. Okay, so the suits that I wear during the week was 10 pounds ago, and the suits that I wear on Shabbos are the ones that pretty much fit me right now. So that's the way that's my personal hanhaga. That's the way I just. But is that good enough? They don't really look all that different. So if it's a din of kavod Shabbos, it could be that as long as you do an action to change your clothing before Shabbos, it doesn't really matter that they look different. But if it's a din of onek Shabbos, it could be that it has to feel like different clothing. It has to be a clothing that's miyuchad for Shabbos, a suit that's a nicer suit, that looks like a nicer suit. And if it's a din of reminding you not to do malacha, then for sure it has to be different. It has to be something that's different enough that it would wake you up and make you not do malacha. The Ben Yoyada writes, from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like it's not just good enough to have different clothing. You need Big Day Shabbos to look different than Big Day Chol. Because what does the Gemara say? It doesn't say v'chibadito shetachlif begadecha b'Shabbos, that you should change your clothing on Shabbos. No, it says shelo yehei malbushka shal Shabbos k'malbushka shal Chol, that your Shabbos clothing should not be like your weekday clothing. Because if it looked the same way, says the Ben Yoyada, it wouldn't even be a kavod Shabbos. Meaning what he's telling us is, this nafkamina is not a nafkamina. Why is it a kavod Shabbos to put on new clothing? Because you're doing an action of changing clothing? No, because you're changing into nicer clothing, lekavod Shabbos. One could argue that if a person lights candles in his house normally, you don't have a chiyuv to light different candles, lekavod Shabbos. You could light the same candles, but the very act of lighting the candles is a din of kavod Shabbos. So one could argue that this might still be a nafkamina. The Arizal writes in Shara Kavanos that a person should wear dafka Big Day Lavan and not other color clothing, dafka white clothing. If you ever, have a cousin, a first cousin, who married a guy who learns in the Kabbalah Kollel in the Old City. Interesting fellow. So I was once walking through the Old City, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that guy with the long flowing white robes. It turned out it was my cousin. So, the people in his yeshiva, they wear these long flowing white robes on Shabbos. So that's based on the Arizal, that it should dafka be white clothing. The Arizal says one time he saw a neshama of a certain chacham who died, who had already died, and he was lavish chorim, he was wearing black. So he asked him, why are you wearing black? And he said, because in Olam Hazeh, I wore black on Shabbos, and therefore they forced me to wear black in the Olam HaEmes. So, most people think, okay, good, so you get to be a good yeshivish guy in the Olam HaEmes also. But no, that's considered to be a source of great embarrassment in the Olam HaEmes to wear black. The white is supposed to be the symbol of purity and of nicer clothing. So the Arizal is very into the idea, dafka, to wear, I think that's probably where it comes from, or I don't know if that's where it comes from, but probably it's appropriate that people should be makbid to wear a white shirt. Even a person who wears a suit, the person who's a lawyer, wears a suit and tie every day of the week. You have a Zoom meeting with a lawyer at 10:30 at night or whatever, he's wearing a suit and tie always, right? But maybe the shirt is a blue shirt, maybe it's a pinstripe shirt or something, but when comes Shabbos, it's appropriate that Shadafka be white, perhaps, based on that passage in the Arizal. But based on the idea that the clothing should look different, I always thought, and this is what I made in my minhag a few years ago, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but this is what I decided to do, that I wear white shirts and suits every single day. It's part of being, it's an occupational thing, based on what I do for a living. So I wear white shirts and ties and suits every single day. So one of the things I started doing is I wear cufflink shirts on Shabbos and regular button shirts, button sleeves during the week. So it looks different. It looks different. Is it so much fancier? Sometimes it's in style, out of style, doesn't matter. It looks different. And maybe it looks a little bit fancier, a little bit nicer. Another nafka mina might be, what if you really can't stand to wear, it's so hot outside, and wearing the suit is going to be such a nuisance for you. It's not going to be comfortable at all for you to wear a suit. If it's a din of Kavod Shabbos, too bad. You got to be Mechabit Shabbos. If it's a din of Oneg Shabbos, it could be that it takes away your Oneg of Shabbos if you're wearing something that's so uncomfortable. Rav Shechter writes in Mipnine Arav that there was once in Boston in the summertime, when it was really, really hot summer, there was one of the Balabatim used to come to Rav Salvechik Shir late in the afternoon, and Rav Salvechik saw the fellow walking into the shul, and he was wearing just his regular shirt without a jacket on. So Rav Salvechik said, where's your jacket? He said, well, it's so hot, I leave the jacket here in the coat room in the morning, so I don't have to walk back and forth and schwitz, and Rav Salvechik said, better not to come to the shir. You're wearing the jacket, not the covered the shir, not the covered shul, you wear the covered Shabbos. Shabbos is outside the whole time when you're walking. Ooh, quite a chumrah that even to take a walk, that he's got to be wearing his jacket, Lekavod Shabbos. Another nafkamina I saw, a fascinating nafkamina, is whether you need Shabbos pajamas. I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, he quotes that in the Kaf HaChaim, in Sifkat Nechafei, he quotes a Pele Yoetz, that Matov Manoim Shegam Bigdei Hashena Yum Yuchadim Lekavod Shabbos, that a person should have different Shabbos pajamas. Why? What's the Svara? So Oneg Shabbos, maybe. Kavod Shabbos, definitely not, right? So what is it? What about that third reason, what the Or Chaim had quoted, right? The Or Chaim had said, you need that reminder. When is one most likely to forget, of all the times in your life that you accidentally flipped the light switch on Shabbos? I would bet the large majority of them were like 2 a.m. going to the bathroom, right? At a time where you were not really into it. It wasn't the middle of your day. It wasn't. So that's the time where you dafka need the extra hecker. That's where you need that extra reminder for a kavod Shabbos. Another nafkamina, just to mention it quickly, is whether kol begadav. Do you need to change all of your clothing for Shabbos? And Shara Kavanah says that al pi Kabbalah, all of your begadim should be different for Shabbos. The Arizal was very careful about this. Magen Avraham quotes this. So l'chora, if it's a din of kavod v'onik Shabbos, so there's a kiyum kavod v'onik with every beged that you wear. But if it's just the hakera bialma, you just need one beged that's the most outward beged that will catch your attention the most quickly. Okay, so this is a little bit about, just to quickly review, we went through the possibility that the idea of wearing Shabbos clothing, although explicit in the Gemara, and it's something that is derived from Paskin Yishayah, Yeshayahu, the possibility that since Shulchan Aruch only says Yishtadel, that maybe it's not a Chiyuv Gamur, although it's certainly at least something that's very, very strongly encouraged. Three possible reasons for it: either a din of Kavod Shabbos, like the Rambam says, or it's a din of Oneg Shabbos, or like the Orchus Chaim says, a din of reminding a person that he should refrain from malacha. And we went through a number of halachas relating to Big Day Shabbos, and which touch on potential nafkaminas between these three possibilities. So thank you very much again for coming to learn with me, and I'm so happy and honored again to share this platform with Harav Feiner Shlita. And everyone should just appreciate what Refiner has done for this community over the past several months. It's just his leadership has been incredible, and I just want to express that Hakaras HaTov one more time in this this public forum. So without further ado, Rabbi Feiner Shlita. Pleasure. My pleasure. Nice to see you, Menachem.